In this lesson, we need to talk honestly about what gratitude is not. Gratitude should never be used to deny pain. Sometimes Christians feel pressure to say, "I'm thankful," when what they really need to say is, "That hurt me." They may think gratitude means staying silent when someone keeps crossing boundaries. They may think forgiveness means pretending the relationship is healthy. They may believe that being thankful requires them to ignore disrespect, manipulation, neglect, betrayal, or abuse. That is not Christian gratitude. Jesus was full of grace and truth. Not grace without truth, not truth without grace. Grace and truth together. Christian gratitude can say, "Thank you, Lord, for this person's life," and also say, "This behavior is not okay." It can say, "I forgive," and also say, "Trust must be rebuilt." It can say, "I want peace," and also say, "I need help." It can say, "God is at work," and also say, "This relationship needs boundaries." In Matthew 18, Jesus teaches his followers to deal with sin honestly. He does not teach denial. He does not teach people to hide harm under religious words. He calls his people to truth, repentance, restoration, and wise community involvement. A ministry sciences observation is that wounded people often confuse peace with silence. They may believe that if no one is upset, things are fine, but silence is not always peace. Sometimes silence is fear. Sometimes silence is exhaustion. Sometimes silence is a survival pattern. Christian gratitude discernment asks better questions. Am I using gratitude to avoid an honest conversation? Am I calling something patience that is really fear? Am I thanking God for a relationship while ignoring the damage happening inside it? Am I being called to forgive, set a boundary, seek counsel, or ask for protection? What helps is telling the truth before God. What harms is using spiritual language to cover pain that needs attention? Gratitude and boundaries can live together. You can thank God for your mother and still limit conversations that become cruel. You can thank God for your adult child and still refuse to fund destructive choices. You can thank God for your spouse and still seek help when the marriage is unsafe or deeply unhealthy. You can thank God for a friend and still stop being controlled by that friend. Christian gratitude is honest. It does not call darkness light. It does not call harm love. It does not call fear peace. Gratitude in relationships becomes mature when it learns to hold three things together: dignity, truth, and wise love. That is where healing can begin.